Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. I'm so excited that you have made the decision to think about joining the 21 Days to Financial Freedom. I want to share this message with you. I recorded it a long time ago, but let me tell you, it is so timely, it is so present, it is so today, it is so now. Listen, and I'll see you on the other side.
So excited about tonight, today, wherever you are. I happen to be on the West Coast. I'm not trying to make anybody jealous, because I know in my hometown in Chicago, it's brutally cold, it's snowing, and all kinds of things. So right now, I wish you just a grace and peace and mercy wherever you are in this country. And I wish you just the mindset to take advantage of whatever it is. My daughter, who is right now a freshman at Northwestern, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours south, north of Chicago, she told me the other day, she said, "Mom, this weather is just disrespectful. I don't want to get up in the morning, all these wonderful things." And I said, "Look, let's take this and let's use it. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get up in the morning, you're going to dress really warm, you're going to take all your food with you that you need for the day, and you're going to go someplace to a building and stay there. You're not going to go in and out, and use this time as an opportunity to advance what you're trying to do." So what my energy is about and what this path is all about, it is about taking what you have and knowing that you have the ability to not only take what you have and create what you want, but you are in control. The weather does not control you, or the people do not control you. Depression does not control you. The amount of money you have or don't have does not control you. Because let me tell you, no matter what those situations and what those circumstances are, you still have life. You still have a spirit. God still loves you, and you are on your way to the next level if you want to be. So I just had to say that I am in the sunny weather and so excited, having a great time. So for all of you who are here, for all of us who are just really in this space where we're trying to go to the next level financially, we don't know what to do, we've tried everything, nothing is working, I want to just share a few golden nuggets with you tonight. And I'm so excited about this phase, not only in my career, but also in my life and also in your life, because I've had the opportunity to live through the worst of the worst. So in order to help you tonight and going forth in the next days or 21 or 21 years or 21 months or whatever it is, I think you need to know a little bit about me that a lot of people don't know. Because what you see on Twitter, on Facebook, on my bio, for the companies that I work and the people that work for and the people that I serve, it's all great news. But let me tell you the real deal. I was born and raised in Chicago. In fact, my grandmother was 75 years old, still cleaning homes for wealthy people, putting me through college. And if she had to get on two trains and a bus at 3 o'clock in the morning when it was 4 feet of snow and it was brutally cold, that's what she did. And so I grew up knowing that I had a mission, but not only a mission, but I had to do something for this great woman who was in my life, who no matter what, with an eighth grade education, gave me love. And so I went off to college. I did all the things that people do. You know, I'm a young black girl from the city. I'm off in college. But let me tell you what happened when I got there. When I got there, I saw credit cards with free money. So I went into a big room. They had all the people around the room with all the different credit cards. And they said, "Well, listen, you can choose one." And I didn't want to choose just one because I've always got everything I want, or at least in my mind I did. So I got all the credit cards. I had Visa, MasterCard. I had Madigan. Madigan used to be a store, honey. It would put Macy's to shame. You could go in there and get anything. You could get a jogging suit or an evening gown and come out looking fly. So I had all these credit cards. I couldn't pay anybody. I always had to get the gap. And so when the creditors will call and say, "Well, Lynn, can you borrow the money?" I'd say, "Can I borrow it from you?" I had all kind of funny jokes until I entered the real world and realized that my credit was jacked up. I had to get my first furniture and my first television at rental center. I was paying $10,000 for a $200 couch. I mean, life was crazy for me back then. And so even though I didn't quite get it then, it set me on a path. And so the path that I went on was being this grandmother's child. And you know how grandmamas are. And my grandmother raised me, and she taught me to go to school, get a good education, get a good job, go to church on Sunday. She told me wear clean underwear in case you get hit by a bus. you know, grandmama's always got to tell you to wear clean underwear, but she didn't tell me about money. The only thing I knew about money at that time was that we didn't have a whole lot of it. And even though I didn't grow up feeling poor, I was never in a situation where I didn't have food to eat. I was never in a situation where I didn't have clothes to wear. But I knew that we didn't just have bundles and bundles of money. And so my grandmother's idea of money was she went to work every day. She kept money in her pocket, cash. She didn't have a lot of credit cards and no debit cards or anything like that. And so that's all I knew about money. So let me fast forward. I go out into the real world. I went into the mortgage and the real estate business. I became one of the nation's top real estate and mortgage professionals. I helped a lady with 4 bankruptcies and 2 foreclosures overcome her credit issues. She got into a house with a 6% interest rate, $1,400 down. I went on to become a vice president at JPMorgan Chase, writing all these books, being successful, husband, kids, big house in the suburbs, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars. And guess what? Along that path, I was living a lie. And that lie is I was living check to Monday. And some people, when I say that, they say check to check. And I'm telling you, let me tell you something. Check to Monday is a whole nother game. Now, see, check to check means you get paid on Friday, and by the next payday, you are broke. But check to Monday means you get paid on Friday, you kick it on the weekend, you pay on your past due bills because your current bills are not due yet in your mind when you pass due. You don't even want the creditor calling you about the current bills. And on Monday, I was broke. Now, here's the deal. I was living that lifestyle, making $20, $30, $40, $50, $60,000 a month. And here's my problem. It didn't matter how much money I made. I was always behind the eight ball. It didn't matter what kind of promotion I got. I was always struggling and broke. It didn't matter how much money fell into my lap in a blessing. I was always in a situation where I was trying to keep up. So the main message that I want us all to understand tonight, today, tomorrow, wherever we are at this point in time in the world, in the universe, is more money doesn't solve a money problem. If it did, millionaires would not go bankrupt. If more money could solve a money problem, you would never see a bankrupt millionaire. You would never, ever see a bankrupt billionaire. So if more money doesn't solve the money problem, then what does? Well, let me just prove it to you just for a second. Have you ever been in a situation where you cried and prayed and begged God to get you out of this mess, a financial mess, and you promised yourself, if you get me out of this, I will never get into this situation again? Guess what? Yes, it has happened to me over and over and over and over and over again. And here's the deal. We get out of that mess, and we are changed for about a week or two, maybe if we're lucky, and then life begins to happen to us. What is life? Life is everything that we do every single day. And so here's the real deal. What I realized is my back was up against the wall. I knew how to make money. I was born. If you look up the word entrepreneur in the dictionary, you will probably see my face. I know how to build businesses. I can build small businesses. I can build big businesses. I can transform businesses, businesses like Russell Simmons, MC Light, Les Brown, all these great, wonderful people, but I could not keep it nice to money. And what I had to realize and understand is this. It's not what I make. It's not what you make. It's what you do with what you make. It's the choices that we make. It's the decisions that we make. So here we are at the top of anything. This could be a new week. It could be a new month. It could be a new day. It could be a new year. But the one common denominator that we all share is that we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. We are sick and tired of playing games with money. We are sick and tired of money eluding us. We are sick and tired of having dreams and not having the proper financial plan to support those dreams. We are sick and tired of money controlling us. We are sick and tired of money just being, you need money to wake up to breathe. You know, Zig Ziglar says money is a thing, but it's like air. You got to have it. And guess what? We are sick and tired. But let me tell you this. You can master money. It's the one thing in this lifetime that you get to 100% control. See, I have a lot of peace I have a lot of joy. I have a lot of harmony. I have a lot of drive. But I can't measure any of that. Like, I can't tell you exactly how much it is. I can't tell you I have 10 iotas or 10 quotas. But let me tell you something. You can measure money. We learned it in kindergarten. And we learned that 1 + 1 = 2. And let me tell you something. If you look in your bank account right now and it says 2 or 10 or whatever the number is, but if your stuff adds up to 25, it's basic mathematics. It'll never, ever fit into the pot. So what has happened in this world? See, while you're talking about a new year, a new you, a new month, a new opportunity, a new lifestyle, you've got to understand the game that you are in. And the game that you are in is designed for you to lose. Let me help you understand that. Let me help you understand something. You don't need to know anything about politics or the deficit to know that we are in one. I'm 42 years old, I think. I don't know how old I am. 42, 41, I think I'm in denial. I'm 40-something years old, and as long as I've been alive, we've been talking about a deficit. A deficit means we owe more money than what we have. Now, here's something I need you to get and understand. Every now and then, they do something called the stimulus package. And they say, we're going to send you some money, and you're going to be able to go out and stimulate the economy and this and the other. Let me tell you something. That $2,000 is not stimulating me. If you want to stimulate me, I think you need to add about 7 more zeros to that 2, and then I will be stimulated. What you need to understand is this. We live in a world where enough money can be printed to give every single person who is participating with me right now and every single person in America, $1 million. Let me prove it to you. There's less than 500 million people living here, all right? Let me just break it down for you. That's less than one-half of 1 billion. We used to spend $1 billion, I think it was a day or a week, on a war for like 11 years. So we spent $1 billion a week on a war for 11 years. Is there one-half of 1 billion available to give each of us $1 million so we can pay off our homes, pay off our mortgages, put our money away for retirement, send our kids to college, and then start them afresh? Yes, there is. But here's what you have to understand about this game. In order for there to be rich people, there have to be poor people. Let me say that again. In order for there to be rich people, there have to be poor people. If everybody was financially free, there'd be nobody working at McDonald's. If everybody had their stuff together, there'd be nobody sipping your burger at Burger King. You'd truly be able to go in and have it your way. Because no one with $1 million would choose to wake up. We'd be out, we'd be entrepreneuring, we'd be building things, we'd be trying to figure out how to get to the next level. So in order for the stock, for the top to stay in place, that's the top 1%. And I happen to fall into that category of the top 1% of people, income earners in America. In order for the top 1% to stay in place, the other 99% got to stay in there. Let me repeat that again. In order for the top 1% to stay in their place, the other 99% have to stay in there. So, we live in a world that is upside down financially. When I was in a mortgage business back in 2003, we were lending money to people to buy homes. We were only charging them 3, 4, or 5% interest. But we owed the investors 8, 9, 10, and 11% interest. I'm telling you what I know. Now, what we figured is we'd get you in the home, you fall so much in love with them, then in 5 years when your interest rate went up, you'd pay it, but honey, they didn't know us, honey. We were like, baby, you can go take this because I don't have this kind of money. And the whole mortgage industry went upside down. So if the world is living beyond its means, what do you think the world wants to do to you? So if you're trying to get on a path to financial freedom, let me tell you something. This is not easy. It is going to be the toughest thing that you've ever done in your life. Because although money isn't everything, let me tell you something. There is nothing that money can do or not do for me. It doesn't matter if there's $1 million on the table or $10 million on the table. It does not change my Richter scale. The first step that I had to take was getting disconnected from dollar signs. Let me tell you what I mean by that. My boss and good friend and mentor, Russell Simmons, says, material illness is what you have when a material thing gives you pleasure and its absence gives you pain. So my Mercedes that I drive, that I got for free, because let me tell you something, I'm living in a world where I don't even want to pay for stuff anymore. I see how people operate, and I'm trying to operate on that level as well. That Mercedes, if I got it, I'm fine. If I don't have it, I'm fine. Material things do not change my Richter scale. When you get to that place of money, you will be free and money will follow you. How do you get to that place? The first thing you have to do, and I'm going to talk about this even more in the 21-day pass, but today I want to give you just enough that you can get it. First, you got to remember, math is an exact science. You can control it. If you got 10, don't spend 20. If you got 20, don't spend 50. Because the real deal is this. If you make $30,000 a year and you spend $50,000, you're living check to Monday. If you make $200,000 a year and you spend $500,000, you're living check to Monday. If you make $25 million a year, but you're spending $50 million a year, you are living check to Monday. And I've had people in my office in all three of those scenarios, and everybody's crying. Because at the end of the day, when we can't pay our bills, when we can't be free, when we can't live the lives that we dreamed of, we are in bondage, and it doesn't matter where the bondage is on the money scale, it's bondage. So step number one, live below your means. Let me tell you something. If you can get that, you have it all. So new year, new you, new money mind, new month, new day, new opportunity, whatever this is for you, change your mind. Now, the beautiful thing about what I get to do in this life, and I don't call it work because it's all who I am, wife, mother of three beautiful children, minister, business, entertainment executive, whatever it is, COO of company, president of foundation, at the end of the day, I am Lynn Richardson. And so when I'm on the road with my celebrity friends, I act with them just how I'm acting with you now. If I got to get on the red carpet, I'm not spending $9,000 on a dress. I'm just not going to do it. If I have to go get my nails done, I'm going to spend this amount of money. So when you get to the place that you can control the dollar, because some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. And that is all of our problem. We don't know where the money goes. Most of us cannot identify to the penny exactly how much money I spent last week. We definitely can't figure it out for last year. And most of us don't know what that exact penny was. How much money did I exactly spend yesterday? Except for those of us who have zero, and we know we actually spent nothing. So what does living below your means mean? First of all, it means you're going to take a paradigm shift into a world of the wealthy. Everyone that I know who is wealthy, let me tell you something. It's not just all famous people. In fact, most famous people are not wealthy, and most wealthy people are not famous. Let me repeat that. Most famous people are not wealthy, and most wealthy people are not famous. But let me tell you what all of them have in common. They hold on to their dollars. They know where they're going. They ask questions. They make decisions. They have enough money to do what they want to do, but they rarely just go and do anything. And when they do something, let's talk about vacation, for example. When was the last time you went on a vacation? Took your family, had a great time, but while you were on vacation, you were worried about the bills. You were worried about the money that you're spending on the vacation actually belongs to the landlord or the mortgage company or the car note company. Let me help you understand something. Vacation needs to be a participle in our lives. It needs to be vacationing, which means you are away, you're having a good time, and while you are vacationing, money can do what it does best, which is multiply without you doing anything to it. See, I used to think if I got the degrees, and I've gone to one of the world's greatest schools, I've gotten a finance degree. I used to think with all my smarts and all of this that I could make it to the top and I could just make money. In fact, there was a time in my life I didn't even believe in a budget. Honey, if you told me about a budget, I probably would have called you a name, because in my mind, a budget meant I was going to be like a prisoner. A budget meant I couldn't do what I wanted to do. But let me tell you something. I've worked for the top institutions in the world. They all last month they looked and they saw, wait a minute, we spend too much money on paperclips. This is taking away from my retirement. This is taking away from my bonus. This is taking away from salary and staff. So what we have to do is we have to get comfortable with tracking every penny. Now, I used to worry about what people think. Baby, let me tell you something. I could care less what anybody thinks about me. Call me cheap, call me whatever you want, but I will tell you what I will call me, somebody with a nice bank account. That if I want to do something, that I have the ability to go on and do it. So living below your means you're going to have to get rid of some of your friends. Living below your means you're going to have to get rid of some of your stuff. Your house, your car, I don't know what it is, clothes, whatever the case may be. Living below your means you are actually going to be working with mathematics and not against it. Living below your means you are actually going to honor the laws of math and not defy them. Because when you begin to honor the laws of math, the laws of math will work with you. And so vacationing simply means this. Or building a business simply means this. Even the celebrities I work with, when they're building their empires, I say, listen, I'm not cutting our travel expenses or our this expenses or whatever expenses to make your life miserable. I'm cutting expenses so that we can then take this money and build wealth and have it duplicate and multiply itself so that you can now go and vacation and build more companies with money you don't have to worry about. Let me repeat that. The goal for all of us is to learn how to create cash flow so that we can do the things we want to do in life with money we don't have to worry about. See, when we go shopping, we got to worry about the money. When we even pay our kids' tuition, we got to worry about the money. When we go and do all the things, pay the mortgage. Let me tell you something. There is no house in the world that I'm going to live in and be stressed out trying to pay for it every month. It's not that serious. Because at the end of the day, if I have my health, my peace, my strength, my husband, my children, nobody's dead, everybody's alive, that's really all I need. I'm not going to let the bricks around me create stress. So, living below your means this. It means one of the first things you're going to do is track exactly what you have. And the first time I did this, I literally looked at how much money I had coming in. It was in one column. And I looked at how much money I had going out. It was in another column. And the money that was going out was like $6,000 more than the money that was coming in. And I cried. I wept. I felt like I didn't know how I was going to get out. I knew the things that I was doing. I wasn't selling drugs. I wasn't using drugs. I wasn't buying clothes. I wasn't even doing anything. In my mind, I wasn't even spending money. But let me tell you something, baby. Numbers don't lie. Now, let me tell you what I was doing. Anybody who needed me for anything, I was their savior. If you needed money to get out of jail, I was your girl. If you needed money for your mortgage payment, I was your girl. If Pookie and Red, whatever, it didn't even matter. If you needed money, you came to me, I was going to give it to you. Let me tell you why. Because lies start to test you up, and then you start to trick yourself. I would loan money to people, even when I didn't have it, so they wouldn't think I was broke, which I was. It was crazy. So I was the god in everybody's life, in my mind. If I don't do it, how are they going to make it? Let me tell you something. All those people are just fine. Because now I have a philosophy, and Susan Taylor said it best. I was with her at a book signing once, and she said, no is a complete sentence. So if you want to break this cycle, if I never talk to you again, and I am hoping that you will start this 21-day path with me and so many others, and I have a wonderful team in place, and we figured out how I can talk to you every day, one-on-one. You get what you need. You're going to have lectures. Let me tell you something. You could sit on this phone for 2 days, and you still wouldn't get what you need. So we're going to make a commitment to be a part of the process. But if you choose not to be a part of the process, I want you to get this. It's simply a matter of mathematics. And if you make your max be less than what you are spending, what's going out, what you are responsible for, then you will change your life. So the first step is to live below your means. And it's going to be an emotional process. Let me tell you why it's emotional. We're talking about a new year, a new you, a new money mind, new opportunities. Let me tell you something. Your best thinking got you here. My big brother Les Brown said that to me once. I almost fell out the chair and died because I thought I was straight, but I was not straight. My best thinking got me to that place. So what we're all going to do, and what I do all the time, is I disconnect myself from the pattern. I disconnect myself from the things that I think I need. I disconnect myself because those things are not producing the peace, the harmony, and the financial freedom that you desire. So let me give you an example. What did I have to disconnect from? One of the first things I had to disconnect from was my children. Yes. When I chose to stop living a lie, to stop living check to Monday, looking like I had it all together and was broke as a joke, let me tell you something. I remember when the book first came out and I was a radio show host, and one of my callers called in and said, Lynn, you need to write a new book. I said, what? He said, let me check to 2 o'clock. I said, let me tell you something. Maybe don't keep calling him then with that mess. Because I know that too. That means I get paid in the morning, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was broke. The first thing I had to do was disconnect from my children because I had set up this lifestyle. I was giving them. I had a nanny. I had a maid. I had all these things. They were cheerleading all over the world. It felt like we were on planes. They were on ESPN. Any other kids who wanted to go, they couldn't take. I was living a nightmare and throwing away a dream on cheerleading competitions. And the first thing I had to do was disconnect from what people were going to think. So if I pull my kids out, what are people going to say? Because I can't afford it. Let me tell you something. My back got so far up against the wall, I pulled them out. I didn't care. Let me tell you something. See, you are the leader because you're here with me right now. You are the game changer. You are the one who's going to change it for yourself, your family, your community, your city, possibly even a world that you are assigned to. Because when I pull my kids out of all that mess, and I tell people, baby, honey, it is not in my budget. Let me tell you something. Chase will tell you it ain't in our budget. Microsoft will tell you it ain't in our budget. Oprah will tell you it's not in my budget. So who am I? I tell people it's not in my budget. And when I started to disconnect myself from things, the other mothers and my sorority sisters and Jack and Jill people, they started to disconnect too. And, honey, it felt like we all had just took our wings off and our body magic and got free. Let me tell you something. Don't worry about people. The next people I had to disconnect from after my children and those things, I had to disconnect myself from the people around me who were expecting me to do the things that I'd always done. And you have to be able to do this with a sense of love and compassion. And you have to understand, people are going to call you. They're going to tell you, what are you doing? We've been doing this and the others. But you're going to have to get in a quiet state. You're going to have to pray about who you invite on this path with you. You're going to have a conversation with your significant other, your children. I had to have the whole thing. I was one day sitting at the dinner table, and my youngest daughter at the time, she was about 4. And see, she was used to just money flying off the trees and us doing whatever we wanted. And she had asked for something, and my husband said, you know, well, we got to think about that because, you know, that costs money. And she, with her little 4-year-old self, looked at us and put her hands on the table and said, are y'all broke? I will never forget it. And the look on her face was, because if you are, I got other plans. Like, she had another family or something to go to. But the point is, I had to reprogram my kids. I had to reprogram what Christmas looks like. I'll never forget the first year I bought nothing for Christmas, but I made each one of them their own scrapbook with all their pictures from the time I was pregnant up until that age. And in the previous years, when I had toys, thousands and thousands of dollars from the front of my big house to the back of my big house. Honey, they take that stuff out the bag. You see little heads on the ground. I'd be running around crazy. us. So let me tell you something. Money can't give you that feeling. So I want us to disconnect from dollar signs. That's what we have to do. And when you disconnect from dollar signs, you will be clear. You will be able to make intelligent decisions about what to do with your money, even if it hurts you and others in the process. Because you know in the end, you're going to have enough money to do the things you want to do, and it's going to be money you don't have to worry about. You can create a legacy. You can build generational wealth. You can make sure there's money there for retirement. You can make sure there's money there to tie, to give, to save, whatever it is that you want to do. But let me tell you something. I don't care what your job is. I don't care who your boss is. I don't care how much money you have or don't have. I don't care if you're on public aid. Because let me tell you something. I've been on food stamps, too. I have been through it all. Bankrupt people. You name it, I've been there. And let me tell you something. You can't fail until you quit. So I want you to join me on the path.
Now let me tell you what getting on the path means. It means you have made the decision to change your mind. Your money situation is not a function of how much money you've had, how much money you have not had. It's not a function of your boss, your job, or your career. Your money situation is a function of your choices. And so on this path, you are learning how to make new choices. You are learning how to undo all of the doing that you have done so that eventually what you envision and what you realize, what you actually see in your bank account, in your lifestyle, in your retirement, in your credit report, lines up with the vision that you see for yourself. And that's why you are now going to be connected to Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching. It is my belief that when your vision is 2020, you can see clearly, and you have focus and accountability, then it's just a matter of time before you reach your dreams. So here's the deal. You and I will be connected until you disconnect from me. Let me repeat. You and I will be connected until you disconnect from me. I'm not going anywhere. I will be here. I know who I am. I know what I've been through. I know who you are, and I know where you're trying to go, and I know what to do to help you. And so as long as you stay connected, you will see progress, and we will be able to work together on helping you achieve your goals. Number two, you're going to log into Wealth Vision 2020 every day. Every day, you're going to do an exercise. You're going to have a seamless path from getting from point A to point Z and beyond. You won't have to think about it. You simply need to follow and obey. And then thirdly, when you get into Wealth Vision 2020, you're going to click on the course that's available for you. Go to courses, click the course, and just follow the steps. Follow the steps. Do your worksheets. Click on worksheets. Do your 10, 10, 30, 50 spreadsheet. Do your income and expense spreadsheet. If you need to order your credit reports, follow all of the steps. And I'm going to be here waiting for you on the other side. I'll talk to you soon. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com and click Wealth Vision 2020 if you need more help.